And at 8:55, it's 15 degrees and time to bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Brian.
Well, so far this morning, seeing a little bit of green out there today.
Yeah, the market's trying to hold together, and I think it's interesting that March corn went right up to a 67% retracement of that last down move from the early December high at 382 to the January low at 348.5 when we went to 370 and three quarters this morning. We're trading just half off that high that was made right at the outset of the 830 trade. It looks to me like this corn market has really been set up for 7 days that we haven't had a lower close. Some days we were just steady. But we're trying to plug in some new news there, and there's not a lot of new news yet. The weekly energy report will come out later this morning. It was delayed a day due to the Martin Luther King holiday on Monday. The EU central bankers say they expect to see more easing, and that has kind of shored up the U.S. dollar today, but the market kind of shrugged that off. On the bean side of things, we're up 2.25 cents to just fractionally higher in the back months. We are continuing to see some bull spreading there, and we have nearly at par with May beans, just a half cent carry. China says they need 85 million metric tons of soybean imports this year, which is quite a bit higher than what USDA is carrying. I think it's 80.5 million. Again, they'll need more meal if they are continuing to forego imports of DDGs, which so far has been their game plan. On the wheat market this morning, Brian, we're up 4.25 to 3 cents, and the market's trying to make new highs. We've really been in a pretty wide sideways market with an awful lot of support on this nearby March in this 470 range. We're around 475 and three quarters right now, up 4 cents. Back months of wheat are still kind of struggling, but that may change as this flooding and ice on the soft red winter wheat areas in the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys continues to hurt this soft red winter wheat crop. Argentina continues to undercut, pick up exports on lower prices than the U.S. Gulf. On the livestock side, we may be see just a little bit of softness come back into this market. However, that's not the case here on early trade. Cattle market's up 115 points to, say, 80 points, and the feeder cattle are up 90 cents to $1.75. The snowstorm on the East Coast will cut back demand. People on the East Coast won't go out and eat. Cattle on feed report comes out on Friday. Look for numbers to be down about 1%. The hog futures are just slightly softer. We are continuing to see weights just ease quite a bit. Look for these gaps in the cattle market to hold. We have gaps below the market. February live cattle has a lot of resistance at 130. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
All right, Ellen. Thank you very much for that report. We always appreciate it. Ellen Dearden from AgriView joining us on this Thursday. Weather-wise, mostly cloudy skies today. The high 27 degrees. East winds up to 10 miles per hour. Not as cold tonight. Mostly cloudy and a low of 18. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies at a high of 29 degrees, with northeast winds picking up a bit at 10 to 20 miles per hour. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.